Okay.
Hi, John. My name is Jackie Murphy. I'm going to be chair of this meeting. And we're here to discuss parcel number 52-009002, followed by seven zeros. Address is 310 Thayer Bay Road. Owner, John and Allison Avery. I'm going to ask both of you, John and Bob, to state your names for the record.
John Avery.
Robert Vickery.
I'm asking you to take the following oath. Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And have you received a copy of the rules of procedure, and whether, and do you have any questions about how the hearing will proceed?
Unless this is the rules of procedure in here, I have not.
In the email confirming and giving you the time and date of your hearing, there was attachments to it, informational attachments. The rules of procedure were in there.
Yeah, I get so many emails on a daily basis. So.
Yeah, I get it.
Didn't see that part.
And I'm going to ask the BCA members present to introduce themselves.
Jeremy Cavillo.
Peg Dillard.
Tom Yazwitz.
And Jackie Murphy.
And I'm Julie Grader.
And do any members of the BCA have any conflicts of interest or ex parte communications regarding this case?
No.
Okay. So, Bob, will you briefly introduce the property on appeal by describing the property and its present valuation?
Sure. This property is located at 310 Bayview, Thayer Bay Road. It's been a long day. It is a single family home on just over a half acre on the lakefront with 105 feet of lakefront. The original assessment for the 2026 grand list was $1,901,000. It was appealed to the Board of Listers. The Board of Listers made no change to the assessment.
Okay. And so, John, if you could present your valuation and supporting evidence, you have 10 minutes to do so.
It won't take me 10 minutes. I'm going to state what I think I stated the first time around, was that I looked at two things. Having a real estate background, I look at the acreage and I look at the frontage of the property. And compare it to the five other properties on the road, on our street, I'm obviously going to pick the one with the most acreage and the most frontage. Because that's how I would compare it in my head. They have 250% more acreage, yet I'm assessed at 188% more per acre than they are. They have 50% more frontage, and yet I'm assessed at 22% more per foot of frontage than they are. And then I'll go right to my next door neighbor, 304. They're 140% more acreage than I am. I'm assessed at 128% more per acre than they are. And then the frontage, not quite as much. They're 9% more frontage, and I'm assessed at 3% more per acre than they are. And I know the acreage doesn't seem to mean a lot to the listers. To me it does, but to the lister's office it doesn't. So I just would go with the frontage. So I took those two comparable properties and averaged them out at 12.5% and applied that to mine. So I'm not arguing my home assessment, the improved value. I'm arguing the land assessment. And if I just went by that alone and use that percentage, my assessment should be $1,062,775. But there's some other things to take in consideration as well. Where am I? Proximity to the Rosetti Natural Area. It's resulted in reoccurring trespass, loss of privacy, and additional property management burdens. It's not hypothetical. You can ask the police department. They know me on a first name basis. So the frontage, proximity to Rosetti, and lastly, apparently the town has recognized three other properties on that street and has reduced their value as well. And I'd like to know how they came about that and what calculations they used, and if similarly it should be applied to my property as well. That's all I got.
Bob, do you have any questions?
Yeah, just give me a call. I can certainly give you those property records, and we can talk about what the adjustments were made. I don't know off the top of my head what they were, though.
Okay.
Just quickly, you know, we use a scale, a curve for our land values and our front foot values. So the price per front foot is not the same with 100 feet versus 200 feet. You got 200 feet, the less price per front foot is going to be less than if you have 100 feet. And so it's very hard to make comparisons and say, well, my neighbor with 200 feet has a price per front foot of $2,500 and I've got a price per front foot of, you know, $5,000 and I'm 100 feet. You can't make that comparison because then we would be undervaluing properties. And when properties sell, if you have a half acre at $200,000, that's $400,000 an acre. You've got a 1 acre parcel and it sells for $250,000, that's $250,000 an acre. And that's how that scale works. So then we apply that to frontage and acreage and building size as well. It's an economies of scale. Well, that's all I really have to say about the testimony. Would you like me to continue with what we presented?
Sure.
Okay. There was one other thing I left out too, is that I can't find any comparable sales to these properties.
Yeah.
There are none. So my question is, what are we comparing to? How are we getting these numbers?
Sure. So just quickly, when we do mass appraisal, we do a cost approach to valuation. So we determine a land value based on any vacant land sales we have, or what we use is it's called a land residual method, where we take values of sale properties, reconstruct the building cost, subtract that out to get a land value. That helps support our land values. And we use the cost of construction, so less depreciation. So we look at sales of new homes, that gives us our cost of construction. And then we compare those sales with sales of older homes, that gives us our depreciation for age. And so that's generally how we do it. The reason why we do that on a mass appraisal scale is because we end up with more equitable valuations. If everyone's put on the same yardstick using the same model, it creates equity. If we were to try to find three comparable sales to every single property or four comparable sales to every single property, what you end up having is you may have two raised ranches that are side by side and you're using four sales for one raised ranch and four different sales for another raised ranch and you end up with two different values for the same property. And that creates inequity. So we use a cost approach that creates the equity. It also allows us when there's not a lot of comparable sales to determine a value using that same model for everybody. And so, for instance, on lakefront properties, there's not that many sales. But having said that, I did do a sales grid introduced for the evidence for this particular property for this appeal. And we looked at 330 Broad Lake Road, which sold in March of 2025, 1751 Marble Island Road, which sold in June of 2024, and 1753 Marble Island Road, which sold in July of 24. Ideally, we'd like to have sales within a year, but the market's been relatively flat since mid-2024, so, and that was what we used for our sales grouping from 2024 to 2026. So when we make adjustments to those sale prices in comparison to the subject property, we end up with a median adjusted sale price of $1.8 million. There's some slight size differences in the buildings, so we make adjustments for that. And then there's size differences in the land, this particular lot being a lot smaller than the other lots. You know, a better location than Broad Lake, so there's an adjustment there as well. But after we make all the adjustments, we're looking at a $1,853,000 median adjusted sale price. Any questions?
So as far as for you, John, you stated the total value is $1,062,775. Total value, not necessarily.
No, that was just the land value.
Oh, just land, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was arguing, the land.
Yeah.
So if you totaled it out, I came to 1,749,175.
Has your issues with homeless trespassing more recent?
Not homeless.
Well, just trespassing in general and causing damage?
No, damage. No. I have to tell people to leave all the time.
Oh, okay, so they're loitering. They're on your property,
they're
using it when they're not supposed
to. It's not my property.
Oh.
I have to defend my property. It's pretty regular. Thank God there's not as many Canadians. No offense to Canadians, but they're the worst. But, people literally want to tell me that it is not my property.
The waterfront part of it, or the are
the beach? I know what the rules are. I know it's to the mean low water line. It's what I own. And people just think they want to go for a walk on the beach, or it's a shortcut from the other direction. But a lot of people like to roam from the park.
So is that your response to Bob's presentation?
I would have to look at those. I really haven't seen it. So.
Yeah, I gave it to you, but here you go.
Oh, there's one in here. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to form an opinion on this.
Yeah, it's
in 2 minutes.
So the current assessment is $1.9 million, and you say total, it should be?
I said
$1.7 million.
$1.749,175. Which, if I knew that's what it would cost 30 years ago, I couldn't afford that place to.
I couldn't afford my place.
Any additional questions from BCA members?
No, I'm good.
So the inspection committee will be in contact with you to inspect the property within the next 2 weeks. The inspection committee is to verify property in regards to testimony heard today, along with the assessor's property record card information. That makes sense. Can we contact you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And we'll recess to a date and time not more than 30 days from the hearing to accept the inspection committee report.
You best to use your phone number or your email for contact?
Email.
Email? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Email to you too.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. I think the decisions are online too.
Okay.